Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
My job, what's that? The professional broadcaster.
That's right.
Is to rope in, to loop in as many of you to consume as much time as possible here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So as a result of the training that we've had from other excellent broadcasters and a few boobcasters we've had along the way as well, Richie, I am told to tease the next element of the program. So we have the next best thing that will intrigue people from coast to coast, border to border, around the world, the top baby names of the year, both girls' names and boys' names. And because girls come first, we'll start with the top 10 girls' names in just a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to win friends and influence people? Well, it's as simple as the nose on your face. Here's the biological science of it.
Ooh, that smell.
Now, Grandma Buff, she had a saying. She said, no matter what you say or do, make sure you smell good. Don't laugh. It's a simple-sounding adage, but she was so very correct. And so it seems that the sense of smell dramatically and directly influences how others see you. It impacts your persuasive abilities, how much they like you, and it creates good moods. In other words, people like people who smell good. It indirectly causes mutual regard.
You smell me.
What's the cheap psychological trick? No matter what you say or do, make sure you smell good. It's the easiest way to make a great first impression. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Richie,
Dudley.
You have found our big voice announcer, and we will start at number 10, go through the top 10 girls' names, then the top 10 boys' names. A popular parenting website has done the research. And so now we
get to
the names themselves. Number 10 for girls is Madison.
Number 9.
Emily.
Number 8.
Lily.
Number 7.
Zoe.
Number 6.
Isabella.
Number 5.
Mia.
Number 4.
Ava.
Number 3.
Olivia.
Number 2.
Emma.
Number 1.
Sophia. Every single name except number 10 ends in a vowel.
You know, I miss the good old days when Jennifer was sitting high atop the list.
Really?
Well, you know, I mean, there's some pretty old names in there. Lily,
yeah.
Ava.
That's what's all popular.
Emily.
Now. Emma.
Emily,
yeah.
Emma.
Yeah.
Well, but there are also quite a bit of Hispanic influence here, right?
Where? When
Olivia, Ava, Mia, Isabella.
Olivia, I don't think is Hispanic,
no.
Is it?
No, what is it?
It's more Italian, actually.
Okay. Sophia, Mia. More Italian than...
Mia's more...
like Mamma Mia,
what a juicy...
right.
Oh, we're so lame.
Yeah, but we're good at it, Jennifer.
Yeah, we're the best at being lame.
The top boys' names now, Richie.
Number 10.
Number 10 is Jacob.
Number 9.
Logan.
Number 8.
Caden.
Number 7.
Ethan.
Man, there's like
come
four
on, keep
Ethans
on,
on
never
my
mind.
Son's basketball
Number
team.
6.
Mason.
Number 5.
Noah.
Number 4.
Lucas.
Number 3.
Liam.
Number 2.
Aiden.
Number 1.
Jackson. Okay, so I'm going to make my same observation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the 10 names end with N. There are no vowels at the end of any of the boys' names. It's either N, M, or S. Oh, it's a B, Jacob.
I'm going to make my observation. I'm so glad none of my kids' names are on the top 10 list.
Yeah, those are, I don't know, there's some, my grandson's name is Miles, and it already fits him to a T.
And that's going to be really
something,
popular, by the way.
It is
Miles
a name, it's a popular name?
It's a popular name, and
is
it will be on this list, I bet you, soon. Because
yeah.
It's kind of one of those up-and-coming names, yeah.
But it doesn't have, and I don't say this hopefully to sound prejudicial, but I think it's it really does fit him. You know how names, when you get to know people like Richie, you look like a Richie. Kenny, I think you look like a Kenny. Jennifer, I don't know. I have this.
You look like Dudley or Doug.
I look like Dudley or Doug. Yeah, exactly. And so what
you look
is
like
it?
Doug.
You think?
Yeah. You act like Dudley. You look like Doug.
I think that's a compliment somehow.
Right, yeah, somewhere in there is a compliment.
Yeah.
Anyway, the data shows the top 10 list has been relatively stable for the last 3, 4, 5 years. Sophia has been a big name for 6 years.
Yep.
different spelling depending on your ethnicity.
It's just so tough. And like I said, my son Sean, he joins any team, baseball or basketball, and there will be five Ethans.
I don't know any Jacksons.
I know anyone.
Do you? Who?
Yeah, my best friend's son.
Really? I hope his last name ends
Action
with an N.
Jackson.
Jackson
Clark.
Yeah, that's what they're going to call him, Action Jackson.
Yeah.
Jackson Stefan. How does that sound?
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.